Smed stuck them out. Fish squatted, grunted, touched a couple of places. Smed's winced.
Bad?
He asked.
Seen worse. Not often. Got some trench foot getting started, too. Others probably got a touch, too.
He looked vacant for a moment.
My fault. I knew you was green and Tully was as organized as a hen ass. Shoulda not let him get in such a big hurry. You get in a hurry, you always end up paying.
Decided what you're going to do with your cut yet?
Nope. You get to my age, you don't go looking that far ahead. Good chance you might not get there. One day at a time, boy. I'm going to get some stuff for a poultice.
Smets watched the straight-backed, white-haired man fade into the forest silently. He tried to blank his mind. He did not want to be alone with his thoughts. Fish returned with a load of weeds.
Chop these into little pieces and put them in this sack. Equal amounts of each kind.
There were three kinds.
When the sack is stuffed, close it up and pound on it with this stick. Roll it over once in a while. All the leaves gotta get good and bruised.
How long?
Give it 1,000, 1,200 wicks. Then dump it in this pot. Put in a cup of water and stir it up.
Then what?
Then do another sack. And stir the pot every couple of minutes.
The old man faded into the woods without saying where he was going. Smedge was pounding his third sack when Fish returned. He sniffed.
Guess you can do a job right when you want.
He settled, took the pot.
Good. That sack will be enough.
He turned Smed's oldest shirt into bindings for his feet, packed them with soggy, mangled leaves. A cool tingle began soothing his pains. Fish made the others treat their feet, too. He did his own. Smed's leaned against his tree, troubled.
He did not think he was hard enough or bad enough to kill the old man.
There's between 60 and 80 people still living over there, Tully said. Mostly soldiers. But we heard them talking like a big bunch would be leaving in a couple of days. Wouldn't hurt to wait them out on that. We could finish up our scouting.
Scout in the Barrowland started after sunset by the light of a quarter moon. The village was dark and silent. It looked a good time to prowl the open ground. Out the four went in a loose line abreast, barely in sight of one another. Tully guiding on the tree. It was not much of a tree by Smed's estimation. Right then it looked like a fat-trunked silver-bark poplar sapling, about 15 feet tall. He could not see anything remarkable there. Why the reputation? He reached a